This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Pella Corporation, Golf Cars of Iowa, Good Samaritan Society Indianola, Hubes Garage, Precision Pulley and Idler, and Two Rivers Cooperative. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Pella Regional Health Center, Central College, Van Haften Racing, Lucas County Health Center, Raymaker Screen Printing, and Dave's Pro Auto in Lytton. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Why do our public safety volunteers do what they do? In the seventh part of a 10-part program, let's go in depth with Lieutenant Shane Cox with the Pella Police Department and Glenn Matherly, Chair of the Pella Police Department Reserves. So, Officer Matherly, how long have you worked with the Pella Police Department with the Reserves?
I'm going into my 32nd year.
32nd year?
Yeah, 32 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah, I'm getting old. So.
Think way back. Uh-huh. Why did you get into it?
Mel Vanderwill. Uh-huh. Mel Vanderwill and I used to work out at Ramirez together, and he joined the police department in 1977, I believe, somewhere around there. And after he joined, he was always kind of hitting on me. You ought to join the reserves. You ought to join the reserves. And I wasn't interested at that time. He started talking with me more, and kind of convinced me, well, you know what, I think I'll look into it. So in 1994, or 84, I came in and applied and got hired on as a police reserve officer. So.
And you stuck ever since.
Yep. Gone through a lot of interesting years that way. So, yeah, a lot of changes.
Lieutenant Cox, are the reserves important?
Invaluable. They help us out when we need it. They're always available when we call, whether it be for tulip time or special events or you know, any reason why we need a reserve, our guys are really good about answering the call and coming in and helping us out.
Well, it's like for some events you have to get, it has to be almost overwhelming. Tulip time, for example, Thursday nights in Pellas, they can be pretty busy.
There are a lot of special events. Obviously, tulip time is the big one, and throughout the summer we have a lot of 5K races around town. So anything that has to do with traffic control eats up a lot of manpower. When you have to have an officer on certain street corners to control busy intersections, the reserves being able to come in and help us out in those situations they're just really helpful all the time.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you by Benz & Sons Tree Service, McGriff's Farm and Home of New Sharon, Pizza Hut, Marion County Auto Body, J. Olson State Farm Agency, and Harold Trailer Sales. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Marion County Public Health, Don's Heating and Cooling, DMB Supply, Kooning Plumbing and Heating, Verduft Agency, and Melcher Dallas Schools.
I continued my conversation with Lieutenant Shane Cox with the Pella Police Department and Glenn Matherly, Chair of the Pella Police Department Reserves. Now, when you think and plan for big disasters, do you think about the role of the reserves?
We do, depending on what they are. You can't plan for everything, but I do a lot of active shooter type planning for the police department. And when I get into the actual plan of where people are going to go, how we're going to deal with a large scale incident such as that, then the reserves get in on a lot of that training with the police department so that they know what's going on when something happens. and can be plugged in into the plan, and I can feel confident that they know what they're doing.
Well, and Officer Matherly, how much training does it take to be a reserve officer?
The state has kind of changed training requirements. Right now, I believe to become a certified reserve officer is around 80 hours of training initially, which you have to do within the first, I believe it's within the first 18 months. After that, there's training that's annual that you're required to have, and that's around 40 hours of training of some sort. So within the department. And, of course, you know, within the department, that can be anything from the active shooter training to just your basic training of safety things within the department and different, you know, just all kinds of training. But it's ongoing training. When we come in and ride, that's training because if we're riding with a regular officer, we're getting some training at that time. So
everything's training, isn't it?
Yeah, because you learn new things every day with doing it. So. Mm-hmm.
And so how many officers, reserve officers, does the Pella Police Department have?
We currently have 6. We have one that just came on just in the last, month or so, a new one. And so we've been getting by with 5, but it really gets to be a struggle because we work a lot of ball games to help provide security and dances at the high school and stuff like that. So when you got that many different events and you only have 5 officers, well, you're working quite a bit doing that kind of stuff. So we're always looking for some more candidates that could come in and kind of help build the number up a little bit.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Shomo Madsen Umbel Insurance, Dowie Pest Control, Knoxville Farm and Home, Subway of Pella and Monroe, Ulrich's Meat Market, and Marion County Rural Water. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Mike's Towing, Red Rock Electric, Norm Rosendahl Tiling and Septic, Hewitt Service Center, New Leaf E-Cigs, and Barn Builders.
I continued my conversation with Lieutenant Shane Cox with the Pella Police Department and Glenn Matherly, Chair of the Pella Police Department Reserves. So you're at a ball game. They need security there. But, you know, what if it isn't that interesting? What are you thinking about? Are you thinking about, boy, I wish I was home watching TV or doing my hobby or anything? Does it ever get to you?
Well, you know, truthfully, if you're there and you're doing your job, you're looking. You're watching. I mean, it's not a matter of going and just watching a ball game. You're there because I think partly just the presence of a police officer at a game or something like that helps to deter problems. But in the same respect, you're watching for things that could potentially be a problem. So you might see some kids doing something. Oh, wait a minute here. You need to knock that off. Or you know, when the spectators see you there, you know, you've heard of some of the violence that sometimes happen at ball games because people get overzealous. And I think seeing a police officer there kind of has a tendency of deterring that also. People have a tendency of not getting quite so vocal and such. And, of course, we have had to talk to people about that before. So, you know, I mean, we've had to call people down and say, you need to calm down or we're going to have to ask you to leave. So,
has anybody ever calmed down?
No, I think they pretty well know that they've been given their warning.
Well, that's good. Does it take a certain kind of a temperament to be a reserve officer?
I would say it's the same type of temperament of a regular police officer. Number one, you'll have to want to serve. It has to be kind of important to you because that's really what you're doing. You're serving the community. But you also have to be able to go from, as you said, a boring situation to maybe a exciting situation or a situation where the emotions are completely the opposite. If we get called to assist with a disturbance at a home or a couple is fighting or something, you might be out patrolling and it's a quiet night and all of a sudden you're in the middle of something. So you got to be able to balance that out and keep your emotions in check.
Lieutenant Cox, do you agree it's about the same temperament, same basic attitude.
Yes. A reserve almost has to have a different expectation of, obviously, they're coming in here, they're giving a lot of time. They all have full-time jobs, and then they come here after work a lot of times, on the weekends while they're off work. So when they come in here, they don't come in expecting a paycheck. They don't come in, you know, they come in because they want to help. They come in because they want to make the community a better place. And I think that takes a little bit, maybe, different attitude than what the full-time guys have, just because they have to. For my full-time guys, it's a career, it's a job. The reserves, they come in, and they come in for a different reason, I think, because they want to help. And something else that I think is different between with reserve officers is we get two different types of reserve officers. We get a reserve officer like Glenn that has a career other than the police department and has no ambition to be a full-time police officer. So he comes in to volunteer, to help out the community, to help the police department. Then we get some, mainly the younger guys that'll come wanting to be on the reserves, and they're using it for a stepping stone to gain experience, to get their foot in the door at the police department, because those younger guys that want to be in law enforcement full-time as a career, they're using the reserve program to help them springboard into a career in law enforcement.
And either's fine.
Yes. Yep. Either way, I would say that I started out as a reserve at the sheriff's office in Knoxville, and obviously I was the latter that I just explained. I wanted a career in law enforcement, and it's a great way to gain experience. Looks good on a resume that when you come in and test for a full-time position and you've been a reserve somewhere else, or here for that matter, that we can see that you have that experience, and that's really helpful.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Jeremy Dingham and Concrete, Knoxville Raceway, Iowa State Savings Bank, Marion County Fair Association, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, and Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Pleasantville Clinic, Motor and Auto Group, McCorkle Hardware, Plum Supply, D-Rails Details, the Newton Police Department, and PCM Schools.
I continued my conversation with Lieutenant Shane Cox with the Pella Police Department and Glenn Matherly, Chair of the Pella Police Department Reserves. Well, Officer Matherly, what does somebody have to do if they want to apply to be on the reserves?
Well, they can come into the police department, or they can go up to city office and get an application and fill that out. And then after the application's filled out, it comes to the police department and it's reviewed. Quite often, Lieutenant Cox will review the applicants, and then he'll sit down with me and we'll talk about it a little bit to see if it's someone that we think will be a fit. And if we know them, you know, if you know somebody, it's a lot different than if it's somebody you don't know. There's kind of different steps you might have to take somewhat. So then after that, then Officer Cox kind of takes over and does his part with us. If he's, you almost go through the same steps you go through for interviews and several of those things that you do for a regular officer.
After somebody turns in an application to be on the reserve unit, as Officer Matherly was explaining, we'll go through the applications. If you apply for the reserve unit, you're going to go through the same testing process that a full-time officer does in Pella. Every agency does it a little bit different, just because the state doesn't mandate all of the testing procedures for a reserve officer like they do for a full-time officer. So what we do is we make the reserve officer applicants, they'll do the post-test, which is the police officer selection test. They'll do an MMPI, which is a state psychological exam. And we also have them do the state physical agility testing. Some places, some other agencies don't make them go through all of these tests. Our big thing is once you get hired on as a reserve, you wear the same uniform as the full-time guys. As soon as you walk outside the police department, the public doesn't know the difference between a reserve officer and somebody who's been here 20 years, 30 years, whatever the case may be. To the public, it's all a fellow police officer. So we want to make sure that we're getting the best candidates and people that we can trust to keep our good reputation going.
Think back over the years. Give me your best moment, the time that you went home and said, this happened to me, and I think I made a difference.
Well, that's kind of a tough one over 32 years. I don't know if I can think of any one example. I mean, I've been involved in family dispute situations where we go in there and, you know, it's kind of heart-rending. I mean, it really tugs at your heart when you see the situation going on, and just to know that when you went in and when you left, things were better there than when you went in, and you helped. And that's a lot of what I enjoy doing as a reserve, is helping people out from that perspective. You know, it's a good way to see what's going on in the community, have a better understanding of what's going on in the community, but it's also a good way to help people that maybe get themselves into situations that they shouldn't have, and you can kind of help them at least maybe see a way they can get out of it or keep it from getting worse. So, but to think of any one, it's just, there's just been so many incidents, and most of the time as a reserve, see, we're going in to assist. So we're really there to help the regular officers. Very seldom do we actually have a situation where we're there and we take completely care of it. We go in, we may be the first ones there, but we take control of the situation until a regular officer gets there, because let's face it, they're going to do most of the paperwork. So,
but what you're telling me is you're making a difference every time you go out.
Definitely, definitely. Whenever you may have contact with the public, whether it's good contact or bad contact, you're making a difference, because you're putting an impression on those people about the police department, and, you know, maybe you're going to write them a ticket, which may not necessarily be a good thing, but yet it's still part of enforcing the law. But you might also be going there to help with an ambulance assist, where you're going to apply CPR to somebody who's not breathing, and you're making a difference there. Or, like I said, if it's a family dispute and you can get things calmed down to keep it from getting worse. So you're making a difference in a lot of ways.
Thanks to Lieutenant Shane Cox and Officer Glenn Matherly for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.